The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the April 27th, 2026 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, The Tune-In Alert, General Hospital Spoilers. She's just not that ditzy sorority girl. She's a WSB agent. By Chris Eads. The General Hospital Spoilers for the week of April the 27th previews some lives that could be changed forever if certain truths are discovered. Having gotten a tip about paint residue from the car that ran him over and Jordan off the road, Curtis now suspects Isaiah was driving the other vehicle and shares his theory with Justine. "You should look into Dr. Isaiah Gannon," he suggests to the acting district attorney. "But was it really Isaiah who caused the accident that nearly killed Jordan?" Hide and seek. Jocelyn is determined to get to the bottom of how Nathan is involved in Faison's final project, but her investigating and questioning has raised his suspicions. As we hear Britt tell someone, she's not just some ditzy sorority girl, she's a WSB agent. We see Jocelyn attempt to leave her apartment, but Nathan reaches out to grab her arm to stop her. Nathan may have a smile on his face, but does he suspect what Jocelyn is really up to? Lucas was surprised when Carly admitted that she had been sleeping with someone else behind Jack's back. But now that he's had some time to process his sister's affair, he's worried about the potential repercussions. What exactly will Brendan do if he finds out you're cheating on him? Lucas wonders. We then see a shot of Jack standing outside of a door and steeling himself before rushing into the room, followed by Carly sitting up in bed, appearing naked under the sheet. But is she sleeping alone, or is Jack about to discover her and Valentin together? Check out this tease for a sneak peek at some of the drama coming up this week on General Hospital, and don't forget to check out the First Look Spoilers Gallery for a look ahead at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next article today, The Tune-In Alert, The Young and Restless Spoilers, Where's Nick? By Chris Eads. The Young and Restless Spoilers for the week of April the 27th previews Matt Clark's plan resulting in some potentially deadly consequences. On the way to the location where Matt is holding Sharon and Noah, Adam takes the wheel when it becomes clear Nick isn't in any condition to drive. Seeing how much his brother is struggling without the drugs, Adam urges him to go ahead and get another fix. "It's obvious that you need it," he sighs. "It's okay." "Do what you gotta do," Nick grimaces, not wanting to succumb to his addiction, but clearly feeling powerless to resist. "Just say no." It would seem that Nick gave in to the temptation and took the drugs, because Matt is watching the results unfold on his phone, viewing the scene from a hidden camera in the abandoned gas station where he's left his victims. Matt coldly remarks, "Little rich boy Newman finally hit on the bag from the bad batch. What a shame." On the phone screen, Adams tends to Nick, who lies spasming on the floor as Noah and Sharon struggle to free themselves from the chains holding them to the wall. Chelsea is relieved when Adam finally returns to their hotel room in Vegas, looking disheveled after the ordeal in the gas station. "Oh my God," she explains, running into his arms. "Thank God you're okay." Glancing around and not seeing his brother at his side, Chelsea asks, "Where's Nick?" Adam just looks at her silently, as though struggling to find the words to explain what they've just been through. Did Matt get his final revenge against Nick and his family? Check out the tease for some what's coming up on The Young and Restless, and don't forget to check out the First Look Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's next on all of the soaps. In our next article today, the latest, the bold and beautiful comings and goings, Ashley Brewer exits as Ivy Forrester, by Chris Eads. After saying her goodbyes, Ivy left The Bold and Beautiful on April the 24th, as portrayer Ashley Brewer went on maternity leave in advance of welcoming her first child. On screen, Ivy's schemes blew up in her face, and though she ran off with her tail between her legs, the door has been left wide open for her return. So this is likely not the last viewers will see of her. Time off for bad behavior. Brewer first joined the cast of The Bold and Beautiful back in July of 2014 and played Ivy Forrester until 2018. She briefly reprised the role in March of 2024, then returned in October of that year for a bigger storyline. The actress married her husband Mark Bosch on December the 11th, 2025, and announced over Valentine's weekend in 2026 that they were expecting their first child together, a baby girl. The Bold and Beautiful kept the actress quite busy during her pregnancy, and that's just the way she liked it. Working pregnant is such a gift because I get to not think about being pregnant for a really long stretch of time, she enthused in February when she appeared as a guest on the Australian podcast Something to Talk About. It's just lovely to be in a zone every day, you know, working, and then weeks go fast and the weekends roll around and I'm like, oh, there's a baby coming soon. Because Ivy is not pregnant, the soap has been hiding Brewer's growing baby bump with bulky coats and deliberate camera angles. The character has been front and center in recent months as she schemed to keep her niece, Electra, away from Will and push her into the arms of RJ. But as with all secrets on soaps, Ivy's lies caught up with her in the end when Electra learned that her aunt had stolen her letter to Will so he'd never read it and know her true feelings. She was furious. Will and Electra confronted Ivy in front of Brooke and Ridge, who were shocked at the lengths to which she had gone. Ivy insisted that she had done it out of love for her niece because she felt RJ was a better match for Electra than Will. Brooke and Ridge admitted they would also love to see RJ and Electra together, but they had to be allowed to figure things out on their own. Ivy then came to the realization that she may have overstayed her welcome, and Rich agreed. He announced that Electra would take over the jewelry line, and Brooke promised Ivy they'd look out for her niece. I was wrong, Ivy declared, tears running down her face. I'm sorry, I'll go. She paused momentarily, then added, but I will be back. The following day, Ivy was exciting Forrester Creations with her desk packed into a box and ran into Daphne, pausing to blast her for opening her big mouth and telling Electra the truth. When Ivy noted her car was almost there to take her to the airport, Daphne inquired how long she'd be gone. The Aussie informed her that she didn't know, that she would be back, and her tone intense as she added, "Make no mistakes about that, Daphne." With Brewer's baby due in May, it's likely that Ivy will be off the canvas for at least a few months, so there's plenty of time for the soap to prepare for her return. Now that Will and Electra know the truth, they could presumably reunite, but RGA still wants to steal Electra for himself, and Dylan continues to nurse a crush on Will. What will happen between the foursome in Ivy's absence, and what pairings might she find upon her return? Share your predictions in the comments section. Let us know what you think. In our next story today, casting news. Soap veteran Ashley Jones joins the cast of Beyond the Gates by Chris Eads. Soap hopper Ashley Jones will be adding yet another daytime role to her resume as she joins the cast of Beyond the Gates, although there are currently no details available as to which character she will be playing or when viewers can expect to see her on screen. A spokesperson for the CBS soap tells Soap Opera Digest, "We can confirm Ashley Jones will be appearing in Beyond the Gates." Going above and beyond, Jones made her daytime debut playing Megan Dennison on The Young and Restless from 1997 to 2000 and earned 2 Daytime Emmy Award nominations for her work. She then went on to play Dr. Bridget Forrester on The Bold and Beautiful from 2004 to 2010. Returning for additional appearances, over the years that followed, notching another Daytime Emmy nomination in 2024, this time in the Outstanding Guest Performance category. From 2016 to 2017, Jones moved over to ABC Daytime, where she played the recurring role of Parker Forsyth on General Hospital from 2016 to 2017. The actress has also appeared in numerous primetime series like True Blood, 90210, and Major Crimes, as well as in movies like Home Killing Queen and Saving My Daughter. Eagle-eyed fans first spotted Jones in a video posted on Twitter by the Beyond the Gates cast member Maurice P. Kelly of the cast and crew celebrating the soap being renewed for two more seasons by CBS. The actress can be seen standing next to Carrie wearing the same black sleeveless top she has on in an Instagram story where she was talking to the camera about still being at work after a long day. In a subsequent story, Jones showed off her late-night pizza dinner, noting that she was all by myself somewhere in Atlanta, Beyond the Gates Tapes Assembly Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. The first new daytime drama since Passions in 1999, Beyond the Gates premiered on CBS on February 24, 2025, and by May had already been renewed for the second season. In April of 2026, the network announced that the soap had been renewed for another 2 years, taking it through the 2027-2028 television season. This role will reunite Jones with her former Bold and Beautiful co-star, Carla Moseley, who used to play Maya on that soap before taking on the role of Danny Dupree, starting with Beyond the Gates' first episode. Here's the latest, The Days of Our Lives, Alex Ann Hopkins, previews Joy returning with Alex's Child by Chris Eads. A familiar face returns to Salem when Alex Ann Hopkins reprises the role of Joy Wesley on Days of Our Lives, beginning with the Friday, April the 24th episode. Hopkins opened up about her comeback and what fans can expect to see Joy and her new baby get up to in Salem this time around in a new interview with TV Insider. Baby Boom. The actress first appeared as the adult version of Craig and Nancy's daughter back in October of 2024, but exited just a few months later in March of 25. However, given that Joy was pregnant with Alex's baby at the time, she skipped town, it seemed likely that she would resurface once the child was born. Hopkins noted, "I feel good about the fact that it wasn't. She died and she's off the show. They left it like, she's definitely pregnant with somebody on the show who has a big part. So I was assuming that at some point being asked back would happen, but at the same time, you never really know." Hopkins enthused that even though she'd been away from the soap for a while, it still felt like I was coming back to a family. As part of her reintroduction story, Joy will share plenty of screen time with Wilson's Alex and Abigail Klein Stephanie, who, as Alex's wife, will naturally be interested in learning he has a child with another woman. But she's also intersecting with a multitude of other characters. "I've gotten to work with a lot more people this time around, like Susan, Julie, and Maggie," she revealed. "That's been so cool because they're two of the people who have made this show what it is." To hear Hopkins tell it, fans should expect a version of Joy that has evolved and grown up during her time away from Salem, particularly since giving birth to her daughter, Kelsey. Hopkins pointed out, "Now she really has a sense of purpose, which is this baby. She comes across as much more womanly now." But even a more mature Joy is still capable of stirring up drama, winked Hopkins. "If there's one thing about Joy, she has an agenda. And Alex being the father of little Kelsey definitely puts him at the center of her plans." The actress teased, "Joy holds her own a bit more this time around, being more of a mama bear now. I think that gives her a lot of confidence to really go for what she wants, and everybody will see what that is. Her main goal is just to protect her daughter and give her the best experience in life possible." How do you think Joy showing up with Kelsey impact Alex and Stephanie's already struggling marriage on Days of Our Lives? Share your predictions in the comments section. Let us know what you think. And our next story today, the latest, General Hospital behind the scenes of Gio and Emma's really special trip to New York City by Chris Eads. The first part of General Hospital Aladdin crossover begins in April 23rd episode of Soap when Gio takes his girlfriend Emma to New York City to attend a performance of the Broadway show, complete with a backstage tour. He also introduces her to his old friend, Michael James Scott, who plays the genie in the stage production, all the scenes shot at the New Amsterdam Theater in Manhattan. Mazza and Bruner opened up about going on location and taking a bite out of the Big Apple in a new interview with TV Insider. The Big City Life. Bruner said that when she and Mazza first learned about the crossover, they didn't realize what it should ultimately entail. I didn't understand that it was actually going to be a part of the show itself, she explained. I thought we would just be going to New York and doing a promo of some sort. But then I found out that no, Emma and Gio are going to New York as part of the storyline. That was really, really exciting because we just don't go on location a lot at all. And I know General Hospital used to go a lot, but it's still a rare, rare thing. So that felt really special. Of course, when they weren't actually working, the two young stars took advantage of the opportunity to see the sights as their hotel was located near the theater where Aladdin is currently playing. We went to the Times Square at midnight, and they had this cool art installation, shared Bruner. We went to dinner. We shared a lot of pasta. They had just had this huge blizzard, so there was a lot of residual snow left on the ground. It was very cold. So we ended up having that first day off. We went to the Museum of Modern Art and looked at a lot of art. And then we went and actually saw Aladdin later that night, which was really cool and informative for what we do in the show. Mazza enjoyed the location shoot and their guest star Scott, who balances his Broadway duties with playing Nurse Frances Dubois on ABC's Scrubs reboot. He knew all his lines, and he had a lot of material, and it's hard to just jump into working on a soap, the young actor praised. He just jumped in and had so much energy, and he was so much fun to work with. For his part, Scott declared his GH appearance as such a cool opportunity, and fans will see him again on Monday, May the 4th, when the second part of the crossover takes place and the actor brings a little Broadway magic to poor Charles by singing on stage at the Savoy. Scott takes his final bow as Genie on May the 3rd after a 12-year run and said that he, Scott, would definitely consider including more daytime work in the future. It would be fun to play some fun character on a soap, he mused. The fans are amazing. In our next story, the interview, Days of Our Lives exclusive. Billy Flynn says Connor Floyd will do really, really great as Chad DeMira by Chris Eads. Back in March of 2025, news broke that Billy Flynn was leaving Days of Our Lives, where he'd played Chad DeMira since 2014, to join the cast of The Young and Restless, where he plays Kane Ashby. At the same time, it was announced that Connor Floyd, who had been playing Chance Chancellor on The Young and Restless since 2021, was exiting that soap to take over the role Flynn vacated on Days of Our Lives. Flynn weighed in to Soap Opera Digest about the big soap swap. Crossing paths. Because Flynn joined The Young and Restless before Floyd left, the two actors actually shared some scenes together, with Chance ultimately dying in Kane's arms, a moment that Flynn jokes to Digest was very romantic. By the time Flynn began taping at The Young and Restless, he was already aware that Floyd was taking over his role of Chad on Days. I knew before our first scene together, Flynn shares. The day that I met him was when we shot our first scenes together, and I was basically like, I hear congratulations are in order. He's such a wonderful person, but it was very meta. Like, I came to the show and now this person just died in my arms, but he's going to be reborn as the old me. It was pretty interesting, but we got a kick out of it, and he and I laughed about it. Flynn enjoyed sharing the stage with Floyd for so much that he says, "My only regret is that I didn't get to work with him longer. He's almost like a little brother. He sounds like me. He's like a more handsome, taller version of me. I think he's going to do really great as Chad." In passing the torch, even before he knew who Days had picked to replace him, Flynn was confident that Chad would end up in good hands, thanks to his confidence in the soap's longtime casting director, Marnie Saida. I remember having a conversation with Marnie when they were looking for the new Chad, because I was aware before I even left the show that they were going to recast me, he recalls. So she said, "I met this guy, but he almost reminds me too much of you." And I was like, "Well, it sounds pretty wonderful, if I may so say myself." Saida actually found the similarities between the two men to be poignant. She was like, "He sounds like you. It's really eerie. I was getting emotional. Marnie and I had a really good relationship, and me leaving the show, I think, hit her, because she gave me my first job, you know. But anyway, then he ends up with the job, and they pick the perfect choice, in my opinion." Floyd finally made his Days debut when Chad returned to Salem in the episode that began streaming on Peacock on April the 21st. What were your first impressions of the Salem newcomer? Sound off in the comments section and let us know what you think. It's the TuneIn Alert. The episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Beyond the Gates, Days of Our Lives, and The Bold and Beautiful, for the week of April the 27th. By Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, Haley's inaction where Bill is concerned rubs Naomi the wrong way on Beyond the Gates on Monday, April the 27th. While Danny gets involved after Thomas seeks out Vanessa for intel on Lynette, Leah makes another threat. Ashley breaks the rules for the greater good, and Jacob worries Grayson won't deliver, which will put both of their lives on the line. The show is preempted for the UEFA coverage on Tuesday, April the 28th, and Wednesday, April the 29th. Chelsea and Anita confront Leslie. Shanice is hurt to see Ted in a close moment with his ex. Madison gets sidelined at work and then tries something new. Smitty uses his father-in-law as a resource, and Tyrell and Jessica discuss the future of their relationship on Thursday, April the 30th. And on Friday, May the 1st, Kat and Martin plot to help their parents while Nicole and Ted mark their anniversary with warm memories. Vernon redirects Martin's debt to Joey onto himself, and Naomi puts Bill in check regarding his feelings for Danny, and Thomas gives an update on the search for Lynette. From Days of Our Lives, Gabby accepts Philip's proposal. Liam rebuffs Ari's advances. Sophia baits Holly, Brady and Stephanie have a friendly competition, and Joy surprises Alex on Days of Our Lives on Monday, April the 27th. Chad offers to help Marlena on Tuesday the 28th, while EJ vents to Kat. Abe urges Theo to decline getting involved with Stefano's will reading, and Alex delivers unexpected news to Stephanie. And Joy and Jeremy question each other's motives. EJ and Johnny bond. Chanel opens up to Lanny. Alex asks Sarah for a favor. Jeremy misreads a moment with Stephanie. And Kristen pushes Sophia to take action on Wednesday the 29th. Brady delivers good news to Marlena on Thursday the 30th, while Kayla confronts Stephanie. Sarah preps Chanel for her mammogram, and Johnny tries to get through to Sophia. And Sean shows off in front of Jada. On Friday, May the 1st, Sarah supports Chanel. Javi realizes Johnny's in trouble. Brady and Jada search for Sophia, and Tate tries to lift Holly's spirits. And Kristen gets revenge. From General Hospital, on Monday the 27th, the episode of GH, Elizabeth gets information about Jason. Valentin makes a confession. Ethan makes Sonny an offer, and Jocelyn questions Dante, and Sidwell is suspicious. Tracy issues a warning on Tuesday, April the 28th, while Curtis eyes a new suspect. Lucas receives a touching offer. Michael meets with Willow, and Jordan opens up to Justine. On Wednesday the 29th, Lulu is outraged. Michael unveils his plan. Liz puts Willow on the spot. Jocelyn comes into something tantalizing, and Curtis opens up to Laura. Britt spills a secret on Thursday, April the 30th, while Lucas confronts Carly. Brennan is alarmed, Ethan is suspicious, and Lucy tries to provoke Ava. On Friday, May the 1st, Sonny seeks out Britt. Carly's luck may have run out. Jordan's spirits are lifted by a surprise visitor, and Brooklyn is agitated, and Cody's news delights Molly. And from The Young and Restless, Sharon and Noah fight for their lives. Chelsea and Sienna join forces. Abby extends an olive branch to Devon, and Kane receives his life-changing news on The Young and Restless on Monday the 27th. Victor calls Phyllis's bluff on Tuesday, while Nick hits rock bottom, and Laura stands her ground with Daniel. Adam forces Nick to face the truth. Lily shares promising news with Stephanie and Holden, and it's Billy's turn to surprise Sally on Wednesday, April the 29th. On Thursday the 30th, Victor forces Michael's hand. Jack reveals a new plan of attack. Cricket threatens Phyllis, and Patty pushes Kyle's buttons. And on Friday, May the 1st, Victor forces Nick to come clean. Victoria prepares her defense against Phyllis, and Sharon questions Sienna's loyalty. And our final story today, the latest, the bold and beautiful Matthew Atkinson and wife Brittany Ratledge expecting baby number two. Thomas may struggle to find happiness on The Bold and Beautiful, but portrayer Matthew Atkinson is living his best life. He and his wife, Brittany, have just announced they are expecting their second child together. In a joint post with Atkinson, Ratledge shared a photo of herself and her husband cradling her growing baby bump outdoors in front of a patch of colorful lilies on Instagram and announced, "Baby girl Atkinson loading." Atkinson popped the question to girlfriend Brittany Ratledge in June of 2023, and they tied the knot on November the 8th, 2023, in Lake Tahoe. The couple then announced that they were expecting their first child in July of 2024 and welcomed their son that fall. The comments of the joint social media announcement, filled with congratulatory messages from friends and castmates, "Did Mama know or did Mama know?" Tamara Braun declared, "Tell that Judgy Jude to get ready to be the best big brother to baby girl. I know he will be. I love you, Brittany. Hugs and kisses for you, Matt, Maisel, Jude, and baby girl. I love you always." Atkinson's TV sister, Jacqueline McInnes Wood, herself mom to five boys, chimed in to add, "Ah, congratulations. So happy for you both. Best news," Ashley Jones cheered. "Oh my goodness, y'all," with a series of pink heart emojis. Kimberlyn Brown commented, "Oh my gosh, so excited," and Courtney Hope, Naomi Matsuda, and Delon Dementz also offered their congratulations. Thank you for joining me today on Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.